Hey, it's Cole. Welcome to another episode of the Archerpreneur Podcast, where every week we talk about what it means for you to make creativity your career. Always so stoked that you're hanging out. Thank you for that. If we've never met, I would love to meet you. You can find me on Instagram at Cole, C-O-L-E, Neesmith, N-E-S-M-I-T-H. Would love to hear what you're up to. Would love to see what you're making. Please reach out. It always means a ton. Every week on the podcast, we help you make creativity your career. Sometimes we talk about philosophy. Sometimes we talk about discipline. Sometimes we talk about craft. Sometimes we talk about audience. Today, we're going to talk about a mindset that I think will be really helpful as we continue to move forward. No matter where you are in your process, if you're just starting out, this will be helpful to you. If you've been an artist and doing your thing for 30 years, this is still going to be helpful to you because we're talking today about growth. And all of us, no matter where we are in our process, have the opportunity to continue to grow. And there are seasons where we'll grow, and there are seasons where we'll kind of like have a firm grasp on the things that we're doing, and we'll have a rhythm about our lives, we'll have a rhythm about our craft and our habit, and we'll have things together. And those seasons are really good. Those seasons are encouraging. Those seasons, we feel like we have a grasp on what it is that we even do, and we have an understanding of why and how we do it. And I would kind of give it this picture of climbing up a mountain. So we're climbing up a mountain, and there's a really steep face that we're climbing up, and then we get to a plateau on the mountain, and we get to enjoy that plateau. Maybe there's a lake there that is, frozen. It's runoff from snow, so it's really fresh water. We can literally put it in our hands and bring it up to our mouth and drink, and we feel refreshed. We can lay down in the grass, and we have these plateau moments. And there, no matter how many plateau moments we experience in our lives and in our careers, there is always an opportunity to look back toward the mountain, walk across that field, and come to another cliff face and start climbing again. All of us have the opportunity to take a rest and really embrace those moments of rest on our plateaus, and then turn toward the mountain again and start climbing and continuing to grow. So no matter where you are in your creative process, I think what we're talking about today is really important. And so the thing that I want to talk about is this, that growth and ineptitude go hand in hand. Growth and ineptitude go hand in hand. What is ineptitude? It means that we feel foolish. It means that we feel silly. It means that we feel out of control. It means that we feel like we have no idea what we're doing. Growth and a feeling, a sense of being out of control, a sense of not knowing what we're doing, they go in hand. You can be an expert in your field, and when you start growing again, you're going to experience moments where you feel like you have no idea what you're doing. This is a huge thing when we start out. When we start out having no idea how to paint a picture or write a song or stand on stage and lead people through an epic experience, or to hang a gallery show, or to release a record, or to build an audience. All of these things, when we're starting out, we know we have no idea. And maybe we try to fool people, which I think is silly. We should just be who we are. We should do what we do, and we should acknowledge the truth. And so we just keep moving forward. But even when we move forward, even when we've been in this for a long time, there will be moments where we have the opportunity to grow. So what do we do? There are two things to do, I think, in these situations where we feel like we just don't know what we're doing. The first one, really simple, when I say it out loud, really difficult in application. Number one, what do you do when you feel like you're out of control, when you don't have any idea what to do? You ask for help. You ask for help. There are people around you. There are people in the world. There are people on Instagram. There are people in Facebook groups. There are people on websites that you can reach out to who are ready to help you do your thing, navigate your path. Now, I'll tell you this, you're going to find a lot more success in reaching out to somebody if you've started than if you haven't. There are a lot of people who reach out to me who say, hey, I want to start a thing, and I need your help, or I need your advice. And I'll maybe give a few bullet points of what I think. But it's always far more inspiring and feels far more fruitful when somebody reaches out and they say, hey, look at my Instagram account. I've been posting my paintings there for the last 3 months. Can you take a look at those and tell me what you think? because I recognize that person is serious about what they're doing. And so it makes sense to really respond with thoughtfulness and care, because they're people who have done the same with their own career. When you start out and you do your thing and you do it for a few months and you reach out to people, it shows that you've taken your career seriously. And so now other people will be invited into also taking your career seriously. So ask for help. And here's the thing. When you ask for help, no one can tell you how to do it. No matter what it is, no one can tell you how to do it. That's the beauty of life. You are unique. They don't know what's best for you. All you can do is take their advice, merge it with your life, and then move forward figuring it out. Take their advice, merge it with the uniqueness of who you are and what you're doing, and then move forward. Now, so it's two things simultaneously. We take the wisdom that other people have learned, we listen to that, but we recognize what we're not asking for is a formula on exactly how to do something. That's the beauty of being an artist. That's the beauty of starting something. That's the beauty of having your own career, is that it's yours, and it's uniquely yours. No one else in the world has the same experiences that you have, the same passions, the same desires, has listened to the same music, has been to the same places, has grown up in the same environment. No one literally on the face of the planet has your experience. And so what you do is you look around, you find people that inspire you, you reach out to them, you ask them for some advice, and then you bring that into the uniqueness of who you are and your experience, and you apply it however you see fit. Some of the stuff you'll take, some of the stuff you'll leave. Sometimes that'll be right, sometimes it'll be wrong. I've been recording some new music recently, and I've been doing it in collaboration with my friend Adam. And one of the things I love about doing it with Adam is that he is a third party. It's not, the songs are not as close to him as they are to me. And I find that something, the closer it is to me, the worse I am at evaluating whether or not it's good or interesting or effective. And so I love reaching out to people like Adam, who's smart, who's wise. I trust him. He has a really vast knowledge of music. And so I can take a song to Adam and I can say, hey, what do you think of this? Or there'll be something like the most recent song we worked on. I had a verse, I had a form for the song, I had a pre-chorus, but I didn't have a chorus. And so we wrote that chorus together. And I think that this, the process of like co-writing, is a really great example of what it means to ask for help. You'll come with this unique thing that you've started. You'll present it to someone else. They'll give you your feedback. And there were some things that Adam said to which I responded, no, I don't think that's the direction of the song. But he was able to listen to it, to give me really sound advice, and then ultimately to contribute to it, to help bring that song further down the road and make it even better. So that's the first thing you can do when you feel inept. When you're growing, you're going to feel inept. You're going to feel out of control. So the first thing you can do is look around and ask help from people you trust. The second thing is to try stuff. Try stuff. Life really is a process of trial and error. Your art really is a process of trial and error. And I know so many of us are immobilized, we're paralyzed by the need to get everything right. That is not life. That is not art. Art is trying stuff and seeing what emerges. It really is like a science experiment. When scientists go into the lab, they're going in with an idea, they're going in with a hypothesis, and then they expect, when they do the experiment, that a lot of times the experiment is going to fail. In fact, part of the role of the experiment is to prove to the scientists that they are wrong. And more often than not, a scientist is proven wrong through repeated experimentation. And then sometimes they get it right, and that's what leads us down the road. And the same is true for you as an artist. Embrace the beauty of experimentation. Life is an experiment. Your art is an experiment. Your business is an experiment. Try stuff. Expect failure. Expect it. Embrace it. Welcome it. And when you do that, when you expect it, when you embrace it, it will free you so much to just try stuff without the expectation of perfection. And when we try things, that's when new things emerge. Not only should you try stuff, not only should you expect failure, you should also expect the process to take some time. Be okay with it taking time. That's the thing. It's like when you try stuff, you're going to expect sometimes for it to fail, sometimes for it to work. And maybe it's not for a decade from now that you really find your stride. I was just telling a friend this morning that I feel like right now in my life, for the first time, I feel like I'm living at a new level of me living out, really exemplifying and exhibiting the things that I'm best at. And it has taken a long time for me to even figure out what that is. I grew up as a musician. I love music. I still do it. I still do it as much as I can. I still collaborate with other artists, and I love it. It's a huge part of my life. But I think the thing that's emerged really for me is creating unique experiences that invite people in to an interactive and immersive moment. So whether it's a large-scale interactive sculpture or whether it is an immersive or interactive projection that really invites people to engage a piece, reflect upon their own life as they affect the thing that it is that they're interacting with. Making immersive environments and experiences is the thing that I really excel at the most. And it's taken me decades of my life to even understand how valuable that is and how honestly good at it I am. And that's the part of the trial and error process that's really beautiful. You start learning what you're good at. You start learning what you're not so great at. And so you can hone in on the things that you're great at. You can let go of the things that you're not great at or you don't care much about or always seem like a burden. And you begin crafting the life that really brings you joy. You begin crafting the process and the creative craft that it is that maybe as you're setting out, you'll think you're going in one direction and ultimately you land somewhere totally different. And so that's the beauty of embracing trial and error. I posted something about this on my Facebook account today, and one of my friends, Josh, he is in Mexico right now, and he's there to learn Spanish. And so he's there for 6 weeks to become fluent in Spanish. And he said most days he wakes up and he feels so inept, and he feels so out of his element, and he feels so out of control, and he feels so silly. But that's the process of learning a language. When we start learning a language, like your first day of Spanish class, you do not expect to go in speaking the language, right? And the same is true in your art. You shouldn't expect to go in as an expert in the thing. Take time, trial and error, learn it over time. And honestly, like if you wanted to give hours and hours and hours of your day every day for 6 weeks, it would be this really rapid process. So that's an option. Or maybe it's you're giving 30 minutes a day for the next 8 years. The process is up to you. The choice is yours. If you continue to grow, you will get certain things under your belt. And there will be other things that you may never get a grasp on. And that is okay. That is the process. So when you're growing, you're going to feel inept at times. Those two things go hand in hand. Expect not to be good for a while. But you can do two things in these situations. You can ask for help and you can try stuff. And through that process, over time, you will discover what you're great at. Always, thanks for hanging out with me. Again, connect with me on Instagram at Cole Neesmith, C-O-L-E-N-E-S-M-I-T-H. And I'll see you next week.